Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
You had your way, baby. You're feeling kind of low. I hate to have to say, baby, didn't I tell you so? You acted kind of wild, baby. You tried to steal a show. Now you're a sorry child, baby. Didn't I tell you so? You've got your dreams all crossed. You woke up scared and lost. I know it hurt your pride. I know how much you cried. Come back into my arms, baby. For surely you must know. You never left my heart, baby. Didn't I tell you so? Shook your head and walked right out the door. But please come back into my arms, baby. For surely you must know. You never left my heart, baby. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I warn you? Didn't I tell you so?
The beautiful tones of Nat King Cole from 1947, along with his trio, and a song written by Alex Kramer and Joan Whitney called Didn't I Tell You So? And that starts off this morning's show, and we're going to try something a little bit different this morning. I don't think I've ever really done this before, at least not in terms of a whole show format. But this morning we're going to listen to musicians who also sang. And some of them, like Nat King Cole, well, they were equally well known for their singing as their playing. Some sang not all the time, but fairly frequently. And others made a very occasional appearance before the microphone while performing in their usual role as a musician. And we're going to hear a mixture of them this morning. And our next recording, recorded in 1926. It's a bit of jazz history, I guess, by now. And the group is led by Jelly Roll Morton, who came from New Orleans and one of the founders, I have to say, of jazz. He was a pianist. He also sang on, well, quite a few of his recordings. And on this one, which is called Dr. Jazz, which is written by Walter Melrose and Joe King Oliver. Jelly Roll is providing the piano and the words, and he's also joined by one of the great early clarinetists, Omar Simeon. And then we'll move forward 20 years to 1946, and our next performer falls into the category of a musician who made a very occasional performance in terms of his singing skills, and that is Billy Butterfield. Well, I've always thought of Billy Butterfield as a trumpeter, but I came across two or three recordings where he also provided the lyrics. And I thought it'd be fun to listen to that this morning. And the recording's from 1946. The song is written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, called I Only Have Eyes for You. And Billy is joined by his orchestra. He provides us with the words to the song, and also that wonderful trumpet work is there too. And our third performer in this first set is, like Nat King Cole, someone who is equally well known for his singing as his playing, and another piano player, and that is Fats Waller. Very different style from Nat King Cole. Fats was a stride pianist. It was always very upbeat, I guess you'd have to say, very lively, and a lot of his performances really probably fall into the category of novelty songs, but boy, he could play the piano, and his singing style fitted perfectly with it. So behind that playful exterior, there was a superb musician and performer. Well, he's going to bring us a number written by the songwriting team of Whiting, Schwartz and Johnson. Fats Waller is going to bring us a number written by this team called Rhythm and Romance from 1935. And now we're going to go back to 1926, Jelly Roll Morton and Dr. Jazz.
don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you. Dear, the moon may be bright, but I can't see a thing in the sky, for I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
Getting it started, yeah.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We are on your dial at 89.1 FM. That's CHUO FM. And we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're trying something a little bit different. We're listening to musicians this morning, as usual, but also musicians who sang, some more frequently than others. And we just heard from Fats Waller, one of the great performers of all time, as I mentioned, from 1935, but a superb pianist and a wonderful conveyor of lyrics. And we just heard him with Rhythm and Romance from 1935. Before that, we heard from trumpeter Billy Butterfield and his orchestra from 1946. Billy, of course, was a trumpeter who played primarily with the small group format, though he started out with some of the big bands. He did have his own big band around this time, 1946, 1947. Unfortunately, it really didn't last very long, but oh, they produced some fine music. And on some of them, Billy also sang, and we heard him do that this morning. I Only Have Eyes for You. And we started out with Jelly Roll Morton with Dr. Jazz, one of the great jazz legends of all time. A wonderful pianist, and boy, he could put those lyrics out too. 1926, that was recorded. Very extraordinary clarinet solo on that one by Omar Simeon, who was one of the early clarinetists and so respected for his wonderful art. Well, we're going to carry on with our musician-singers, or singer-musicians, and a musician that we frequently hear on the show is another great trumpeter, and that's Jonah Jones. Now, Jonah used to sing quite a lot. I wouldn't say he sang as often as he played, but he was very comfortable in the singing role, made many recordings. We're going to hear him with one of the great jazz standards, and Jonah, this has been recorded by many, many people, but I'm particularly fond of Jonah's recording of the St. James Infirmary Blues. He's joined by his quartet, Jonah, of course, playing the trumpet, and he's also providing the lyrics, and that's from 1957, a song that was written, by the way, by Joe Primrose. Then we'll go back to 1940 to another performer. We certainly have him frequently on the show, and that's Woody Herman, who led a wonderful band from 1936 way on in throughout the following decades. Now, Woody was a wonderful clarinetist and also wonderful too on the alto sax, and he also sang quite frequently with the band, and he had a fine voice. We're going to hear him with a Duke Ellington number called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. And our third performer in our set is a wonderful trumpeter and a fine vocalist, and that's Chet Baker. And he sang quite frequently too, and he had, in addition to that marvelous, mellow, fine trumpet sound, he had a delightful voice. So we're going to hear that delightful voice, that wonderful trumpet, along with the fine piano of Russ Freeman. And they're going to bring us a lovely Gershwin song called But Not For Me. One of my favorites, I should add. Three more songs, and we'll go now to Jonah Jones and the St. James Infirmary Blues.
St. James Infirmary, saw my baby laying there. She was stressed out on a long white table. So sweet, so cool, so fair. Let her go. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can search, search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find another sweet man like me. When I die, put on my straight last shoes, bury me in a box back coat and a Stetson hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat. Give me six crap shooting pallbearers. Let a chorus girl sing me a song. Put a red hot jazz band at the top of my head, so we can raise hallelujah as we go along. Now, folks, now that you have heard my story, now that you have heard my song, say, bartender, give me another shot of that booze, 'cause I got those St. James infirmary blues.
That I'm untrue. when we're apart. No words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory. In other arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing till you hear it from me, baby, you never will.
Songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hoe, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. Was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
We just heard from Chet Baker, this, that gorgeous trumpet. And a delightful singing voice, too, with one of the loveliest of the many, many lovely songs written by George and Ira Gershwin, both for music and lyrics, but not for me. Before that, we heard Woody Herman and his orchestra with a Duke Ellington number from 1940 called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. And we started out with Jonah Jones and his quartet, his trumpet and his voice on the great jazz standard St. James Infirmary Blues. And that was recorded in 1957. And if I may make a personal note on this one, I heard that first, performed live by Jonah Jones way back in the 1970s when he came to do a concert in Halifax. And it was a wonderful concert. And I remember very clearly him performing that particular number. It was just as wonderful live as it is recorded. So I'm very pleased to be able to keep Jonah and all his many recordings on the air. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to songs from days gone by, as we do every Sunday morning at this time. And this morning in particular, we're listening to a range of musicians who also sang, some very occasionally and some quite a lot. Some are equally well known as singers as musicians. Well, we're going to move on to our next group, which is led by pianist Teddy Wilson. He is not providing the vocal on this one. In fact, I don't think I've ever found a recording where Teddy sang, but his piano playing is one of the great pianists of the 20th century on the jazz field, certainly. He played with many different musicians, and on this particular recording, the song is called Mary Had a Little Lamb, and it was recorded in 1936. And it is the trumpeter who's also providing the lyrics. And the trumpeter in this case is Roy Eldridge, very fine trumpeter with a very innovative style. Along with Roy, we will hear the clarinet of Buster Bailey, Chew Berry on tenor sax, Teddy on piano, and the rhythm section is Bob Lessie, Israel Crosby, and Sid Catlett. And of course, Roy's trumpet too. Then we'll go over to the United Kingdom. To the 1930s, we're going to listen to a singer called George Mellacrino. Now, he was actually started out as a musician, and he was proficient on a number of instruments. He ended up leading an orchestra, a string orchestra, sort of in the style of Robert Farnon, and they produced some beautiful recordings in the 40s and 50s. In the 1930s, he was a singer, though, a little reminiscent of Fred Astaire, and performed with a number of different British groups, and we'll hear him with Carol Gibbons and his orchestra, with a number written by Matty Malnick, Frank Signorelli, and Mitchell Parrish called Stairway to the Stars. And then we'll go forward to 1940 to a group called Jack Teagarden and his Swinging Gates. And this is from the Commodore label. And Jack and friends are going to bring us a song written by Hoagy Carmichael that went on to become very famous. It's called Rocking Chair. And I believe it became a bit of a theme song for singer Mildred Bailey in the 1930s. She performed it. I think probably was one of the first to perform it. Well, Jack is providing us with his trombone on this one, along with some of the words. And he's joined on this one by Max Kaminski on trumpet, Ernie Casiris on clarinet, Norma Teagarden on piano. And I believe Norma is his sister, though she may have been his wife. You know, I should check that. I will while we're listening. Pops Foster on bass, George Wetling on drums, and a guest in the studio that day was also trumpeter Wingy Minone, and he's contributing some of the lyrics too. Whether he's also contributing some of the trumpet work, I'm not sure, but we'll hear from Jack and Wingy on this one. So three more songs of musicians who sang, and we'll go now to Teddy Wilson and Roy Eldridge, 1936, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Thank you.
Mary had a little lamb, but she didn't feed it right. Mary lost a little lamb, now you better be careful, baby. Mary had a little lamb, but he disappeared one night. Mary couldn't find a lamb, oh, you better be careful, baby. You got yourself in time, you've been flying high. I ain't been saying much, but you turn your lamb, great big line. Mary had a little lamb, but she didn't have long. And when Mary lost her lamb, she cried for days and days. Now you better mend your ways, don't be sorry, babe.
Stars with love beside us, just like a beautiful song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Sail away on a lazy daisy petal over the rim of the hill. Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
Arkansas got me.
Oh, rocket chair got you, Jackson.
In by my side.
In by your side.
That's me, my gin, son.
I ain't got no gin, father.
Oh, I tend your hide.
You gonna tend my hide, boy.
Can't get from this cabin.
Can't get from this cabin.
Ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere, oh.
Just sitting here grabbing.
Grabbing, grabbing.
At the flies around his rocking chair.
Rocking chair, ooh.
My dear old Aunt Harriet.
My Aunt Harriet, too, boy.
How long in heaven she be?
Ain't gonna be long.
Send me a sweet chariot.
And you got it.
For the end of the trouble I see.
I see, Jackson.
Oh, rock and chair, get it.
Oh, rock, Jack, get it.
Judgment day is here.
Judgment day is here, baby.
I'm chained to my old rock and chair.
Rock and chair.
That was Hoagie Carmichael's Rocking Chair, brought to you by Jack Teagarden and his Swinging Gates, with lyrics too by Jack, sung by Jack Teagarden and helped out by Wiggy Minone. And yes, I did check, and Norma Teagarden, who was playing a very fine piano on that one, was in fact Jack Teagarden's sister, and it was a musical family. Trumpeter Charlie Teagarden was their brother. And before that, we heard George Mellacrino, a very fine singer who went on to become a band leader in the 1940s, Stairway to the Stars. And we started out with Roy Eldridge bringing us the trumpet and the words to Mary Had a Little Lamb, along with Teddy Wilson and friends in 1936.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CKHUO FM 89.1.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to songs from days gone by, as we do every Sunday morning at this time. And this morning in particular, we're listening to a range of musicians who also sang, some very occasionally and some quite a lot. Some are equally well known as singers as musicians. And we're going to end up with two numbers, our two final songs for today, and they're going to be duet. So we have men musicians singing with two lovely ladies. And on our first one of the two, it's recorded in 1956, and it is a pairing of two of the great ones, Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. They made a number of recordings together, which showcased Ella's voice, Louis' trumpet, and also Louis' voice. They're going to bring us a number written by George and Ira Gershwin called They Can't Take That Away From Me. And I will listen to Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, you can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I always, always keep the memory of us. The way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Swing it, boys.
Of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and I do hope you enjoyed our songs this morning and our recordings of those songs and our wonderful singers too. We have one more song for you, and we are going to get to that in just a moment. I would like to say thank you very much for joining me today, And do please stay with us. Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we're going to end up with a song from 1941, which will feature the trumpet and voice of Roy Eldridge again. And we heard from him earlier. This time he's singing and playing with the Gene Krupa Orchestra, and he's joined by the lovely voice of Anita O'Day, early on in her career when she was still singing with the Gene Krupa Band. And the song's a really cute one, written by Earl Bostick and Red Evans, called Let Me Off Uptown.
Uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
If it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, oh, you've got to shout it, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal, oh, you've got to feel it, let me off uptown. Go to top it. If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, oh, you've got to call it, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh, Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.